This morning I am going to try to preach unto you, to utter things I don't fully understand. Things, as Job said, too wonderful for me. Things concerning Him whose name is Wonderful, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Wonderful One. From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, comes this wonderful prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, which says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Unto us a child is born. There was a babe in Bethlehem, a real infant, but yet it was the eternal Son of God, given by the Father. He who is with the Father from the beginning. He who is without father or mother, without beginning of days or end of life. The eternal Son of the Most High God was given, sent to this earth. A child is born. And yet more than a child, the Son of God, more than a human being, Emmanuel, God with us. You see, that child that was born was the eternal Son of God, who was ever with the Father, and yet he became an infant of days. The eternal one became an infant of days. The child was really the father of the mother. Unto us a child is born. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, it says, "A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, not her son, but the Son of God. He shall be called the Son of God," not the Son of Mary. But she was chosen. Her womb was a borrowed womb, because it was said of Jesus Christ, of the Christ who was to come, that he was to be made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. Why was it necessary that he come born of a virgin? Because in him is no sin. There's no seed of man in him. In Adam all die. He had no seed of Adam in him. But in Christ shall all be made alive. This is the eternal one. This is the Son of the Most High God, who was with the Father from the beginning, who had no beginning of days nor end of life. And yet he became a man. God was manifest in the flesh. A man. By man came sin, so by man came life, or holiness, or righteousness. In Adam all die, but in Jesus Christ shall all be made alive. The virgin shall conceive, but it was not conceived by her, but by God himself. This is the sinless one, the Holy One of Israel, the Son of the Most High God, who would come to this earth as a man, sent by God, to be a man for men, not all men, but some men, yea, many, a substitute, a redeemer, a covenant head, a law keeper, the law keeper, to keep the law, to fulfill God's law, to honor God as a man. The soul that sinneth must surely die. Well, Jesus Christ had no sin. He must surely live. And yet, God made him to be sin for his people, he who knew no sin, that they might be made the righteousness of God in him. Do you understand this? No one fully understands it or completely understands it, but it is so. We believe that he who came was none other than God manifest in the flesh, born of a virgin. He must be, because he has no sin. A mere man cannot put away sin. Who can forgive sins but one, but God? That's right, the Lord Jesus Christ. A child is born, but the Son is given, the eternal Son. And it goes on to say, the government shall be upon his shoulders. The present reign and rule of the Lord Jesus Christ is Isaiah's theme, is Paul's theme, is Peter's theme, is Ezekiel's theme, is the theme of this book. The reign and the rule of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture says, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Who is that? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. He is not, as some say, wanting to be, trying to be. He will be God if you let him be God. Oh, no. He always has been, always will be, God, omnipotent, reigning. All authority given unto him in heaven and earth. The government of the universe is upon his shoulders. He reigns, he rules in the armies of heaven, among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand. He reigns. The government is upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called. His name shall be called. And he lists several names for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the names of various persons in Scripture describes their character. God gives names to various ones which describes their character or their appearance. Adam. The name Adam means red earth or man. That's the first man created from the earth. Abraham is called the father of many. Israel means a prince with God. Peter means a little stone. The names of the Lord Jesus Christ are many. And here is one. His name shall be called Wonderful, meaning he is full of wonder. One who is full of wonder. One whom we should be amazed at and stop and marvel at and wonder at. He was wonderful in his birth. Yes, the Ancient of Days became an infant. The life giver had his life nourished at the breast of a woman. The child was the father of the mother. God became a babe. Wonder of wonders. Wonderful in his birth. Wonderful in his life. Wonderful. A 12-year-old boy. A genius. Confounding scholars and teachers. Later, wondrous in his speech. Wondrous as a preacher. Speaking as none other. Moving thousands. Wonder worker. Healer of the blind. Halt, lame, deaf, dumb, palsied, even raising the dead. A wonder to all who heard him. A wonder to all who saw him. A wonder to all who watched him. He was without sin. And a special wonder to those whom he revealed his true self to, his true nature, his true glory. A few chosen ones he took up on the mountain as he was transfigured before their very eyes, as they saw him who dwelled in light which no man can approach unto. Wonder of wonders, the Son unveiled, the Lord Jesus Christ. Master of the ocean, billows his will obey. What manner of man is this, they said, he whose name is Wonderful? We reserve this name, this adjective, wonderful, for something or someone we think is truly special, above ordinary, specially near and dear and joyful to us. That is his name, Wonderful, the Wonderful One. Wondrous in his love, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. Wondrous in his mercy to the chief of sinners. One of his last works upon earth was to grant full pardon and complete mercy to the worst man on earth, a thief on the cross. Wondrous in his grace. Yes, he gave it all. He gave his life. Wondrous in his compassion. He healed all who had need of healing. Wonderful in his gentleness. A true gentle man, meek and lowly. Wonderful in his holiness. He said, who can convince me of sin? Wonderful, that's his name. Wonderful in birth. Wonderful in life. Wonderful in death. He laid down his life for his friend, for his sheep, even more, criminals, worthless ones, sin laid on him who knew no sin, willing, agreeing to leave his Father, leave heaven, wonderful in his condescension to this despicable place called planet Earth, this cesspool, this dung heap. For who? Worthless worms. Oh, his name is Wonderful. His death was a wonder. Subjecting himself to such treatment, such condemnation, such torture, such crucifixion. The judge of the universe being judged by mere mortal men. He who angels praised, jeered, and mocked by men. the Lion of the tribe of Judah becoming a lamb before her shearer, which was dumb. The Lord of life expiring on the tree that he planted. Oh, wonderful. His name is wonderful. And Counselor. Call his name Wonderful and Counselor. He's the originator of all things. He's the author and finisher of the faith. He's the eternal purposer, the counselor, ordaining all things. Counselor as in advocate, as in lawyer, a counsel for the defense of his people. Court appointed, appointer, a defender of his people. And when this mighty, wonderful counselor approached the bench of God's divine justice, the mercy seat, the judge's throne, all of his defendants were acquitted of all charges. Wonderful counselor. His name? The mighty God, the everlasting Father. What further proof do we need from Scripture that this one named Jesus is indeed the Almighty God, the Father of his people? Oh, we can't explain it, but I can proclaim it. We can't understand it, but I do believe it. Do you? God was manifest in the flesh. The express image. God who said in the beginning, let us make man in our own image. Well, God became a man. Invisible God became visible. He that hath seen me, Christ said, hath seen the Father. I and Father are one. Call his name the Mighty God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by him. He is God. He is God. Call his name Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Prince, as in heir, as in ruler. Prince, as in the people's advocate, the people's leader. Prince of Peace, the defeater of the foes of God's people, the adversary, the justice of the peace, ordaining, ensuing, making peace by the blood of his cross. And the government, it says, is up, and his peace is upon his shoulder. And there's no end of it. No end. His reign, his rule extends throughout time and place in eternity. Eternal in its scope and eternal in its length. This peace that he made by the blood of his cross for his people. This peace that he made is forever and ever. And he sits upon that throne right now. And upon it he orders it. He establishes it with justice and judgment from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal, the power, the glory, the honor of God's house and for God's people and for God's glory, the Lord of hosts. He will perform it. And he did. Jesus Christ did just that. He made peace, and he now reigns and rules. When Christ said, I am not come to bring peace but a sword, meaning that he would divide houses and all over who he is, but yet he made peace because the sword of justice entered into his own bosom and thereby made peace with an angry God for his people by the blood of his cross. Yes, in this peace, we have peace with God because of Jesus Christ. His name? Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen.